As the World Day of Social Justice is celebrated worldwide on February 20th, Palestinians in Gaza are deprived of the basic elements of social justice due to years of Israeli siege. With poverty rate at almost 70% and unemployment hovering around 50%, many Gazans are living on handouts from relatives and local aid agencies, and they spend most of their dwindling monthly income on food. Hundreds of families in the Gaza Strip are so poor that they can hardly afford one meal a day.
I can't feed my children. We'll get aid from agencies or relatives. I don't know what to do with my life or what will happen to my family. Arab nations are rich and they can help us. We have been under siege for years and there isn't much we can do about it.
In June 2007, Israel and Egypt placed the territory under siege and imposed an unprecedented blockade on nearly all movement and supplies in and out of the Strip. Experts say the blockade will only further deteriorate Gaza's economy and will increase unemployment and poverty rates in the besieged territory.
The blockade has destroyed the economy and increased poverty and unemployment. Unemployment is now above 40%.
Human rights groups have criticized the international community for its silence on the Israeli siege on Gaza and the 22-day Israeli war shattering the stagnant economy of the territory.
There's too much injustice in Gaza. According to the latest statistics, the economy is suffering and many households have fallen below the poverty line.
The United Nations has repeatedly warned of a humanitarian crisis for Gaza's 1.5 million residents. Gazans, under a relaxed Israeli blockade, are still suffering from poverty, unemployment, lack of medicine, and medical equipment, with most children are physically stunted from malnutrition. A multitude of problems, including unemployment, poverty under the blockade, and massive destruction resulting from the 22-day Israel's deadly military offensive, has made life a daily struggle for most Gazans. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.